lives are changing. Here's a Dr. Shoup story.
Well, hello, everybody. It's great to have you here. As you know, this is one of my favorite parts of the program. You get to meet a really good friend of mine, somebody that maybe has been a longtime friend, maybe a newer friend, and this is a newer friend tonight. And this guy, I tell you what, I tip my hat to him because he's got one of the hardest jobs on the planet. Rick, how are you, man?
I am super. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Rick is an educator, and he and I were talking. My whole family were educators, and that was just the topic of conversation around the dinner table, anything and everything pertaining to being a teacher. So I'm telling you, man, teachers, police officers, firefighters, ambulance people, you are the most overworked, underrated, underpaid people on the face of the earth. I tip my hat to you. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. I don't put myself in the same category with those other three groups of folks, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Well, I do, because if it weren't for you guys hanging in there, teaching everybody and trying to do the best you can, good grief, I wouldn't know what kind of a state we'd be in. So no, it's a super important job, and it's a job not everybody could do. I told you I was destined to be a teacher. I'm mostly from genetics, and my whole family, I mean, we're teachers. So I became a teacher, and I lasted to be a teacher about a year, and I realized it was too hard of a job. I became a dentist to find something easier to do. So I tip my hat off to you. Your son is the guy that we could either thank or blame for sending you into the office. Is he still in your good graces?
He is. Matter of fact, it's really an interesting story, because I was a listener to the program, and he was looking for a new dentist first, and I actually sent him to you.
Perfect.
And my plan was to come to you this coming summer, and then I broke that tooth and said, well, you need to get in there a little sooner. So he came back with glowing reports of you and your folks, so I had no qualms about coming in at all.
I appreciate that like crazy. So what you're telling me is you sent your son in to see if he was going to survive.
Well, he was not really the sacrificial lamb, but because I knew that he would, but he was looking for a change, and he had the need for dental services, so it just worked out timing wise beautifully.
And your lovely wife has also become a member of the fan club around here, so that's kind of cool.
It is indeed. We have enjoyed it so much because of the comprehensive way you folks approach your craft. You and I know that the human body is a system of systems.
Absolutely.
And that's the way you approach dentistry, because you're looking at the whole patient, not just at the teeth and gums. And you know better than I that problems with your dental care can be a reflection of or a cause of other health problems. And so we've got to get those things under control.
You are so good. See, this is why you're a teacher. You're smarter than the average bear, that's for sure. No, but it's really, really important, and you bring up a really important point. We learned several years ago of that whole, what they call the oral systemic health connection, and so many things, you know, gum-wise and bacteria-wise and cavity-wise that filter into your bloodstream and create toxins and so forth that mess up your heart and your arteries and your pancreas and set the stage for cancer and that sort of thing. Yeah, we know about those things, and to ignore that stuff and just, like you say, be myopic and fix just here I'll fix this tooth and here I'll fix that tooth, and then ignore the whole body is just really shortchanging you as a patient. So I take it in your history, you haven't had too many dentists take this approach for you.
Not a one. And I've had, from a traditional perspective, I've had some really good dentists, but you used the right word, myopic. That's that myopic approach. Let's fix this problem while you're in here right now, and then continue doing what you've been doing, and we'll deal with a new problem when you come in next time. And what really grabbed my attention the first time I caught your radio program was that question that you asked during your commercial. Do you feel like you're the ATM? Well, you're a dentist. You don't put it quite that way, but that's the way it rang in my head. And so, my dentist is doing insurance dentistry. I think that's the term that you use in your office.
Sure.
And that's not a good approach to take for the patient.
Well, not if you want to be healthy. Right. You know, if you just want to repair something, you know, and patch it, yes. But if you really want overall health, like you're saying, if that's your goal is to get make yourself better, that's not an approach, because your dental insurance, you're exactly right. They're not looking at you becoming healthy. They're trying to fulfill a contract as inexpensively as possible. And so that's great. So, as we go forward, then one of the things that you and I will have long chats about is that we keep you healthy and keep you on a maintenance schedule. And you've had the benefit of meeting with my hygienist Sharon, and she's just pretty special, isn't she?
Oh, she's amazing. That again, a totally different approach. Not just scraping and polishing the teeth the way most hygienists do, but looking at the bacteria in the mouth and having a plan for reducing that to optimal levels to get and keep the patient healthy. That's totally new to us, and it's the only way to approach it, as far as I'm concerned now. But now I know better.
Now you're spoiled.
That's right. Exactly right.
you can't unring that bell. Now you know. Holy cow.
That's true. I can't claim ignorance anymore.
Yeah. Son of a gun. We've got another one that drank the Kool-Aid. Thank you very much. This is great. Hey, Rick, we've kept you long enough. I really appreciate you sharing your story with the other listeners. You are a radio show listener, and you know how much that impacts folks. And I thank you very, very much for being candid and open and sharing. And hopefully somebody out there that is in need of something that we might be of service to them. Hopefully it'll work out. But thank you very, very much. Thank you to your whole family for being great people and good friends of ours now. And so I'm sure somebody is appreciating all you've done. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, my friend. I'll see you at the office next time. All right.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.